Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, and boy, do we have a crew in here, technically, both the Pyro crew and a crew of other folks, too. We have five folks with us today from Wamego. This is Wamego Day, I guess we could say, and I know we have Boomtown coming up, as Dave just mentioned. In studio, my particular side of the studio, we have Chris Hoopy, Neil Ebert with the Pyro crew, Kara Holly with the Wamego Area Chamber of Commerce. The other side of the glass with Dave Lewis, we have Wamego Police Chief Mike Baker, Deputy Chief Paul Schlifke, and we'll kind of let the two law enforcement guys probably lead things off here momentarily and let them get out so they can go do their jobs, and these folks will stick around and talk some more about the fireworks. But real briefly before we turn to Paul and Mike, you know, Chris, here we are again. I mean, it's every year you come in and you're expecting huge crowds as always.
Well, we're excited to roll out the red carpet and welcome crowds in the community, and that's one of the things that Wamego is renowned for, is people pulling together and putting on events that are of a quality that visitors like to come and enjoy, and I think the people in the community enjoy that opportunity to do that as well. So here we are, Independence Day coming right up.
And I know you always plan ahead. You work really almost year-round. But we'll go ahead and bring in Mike and Paul now and have them let us know. I know it's a huge, it's probably a pretty big undertaking for the two of you, too. And I'm sure you're all prepared, getting your staff ready. And I don't know, Mike, just some of the things that you do on a yearly basis and getting ready for this huge event that brings thousands to Wamego.
Actually, it takes us about 6 months in preparation to accomplish what we do for the 4th of July. We have traffic studies we have to do. We have to look at the safety features that we need to put in place to make sure it's a safe environment for everybody to come and visit us.
And I do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350 if you want to add into the discussion, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And I know, Paul, I mean, it is a big event for Wamego. You know, that you have all these folks coming in, and maybe specifically some of the things that you do to prepare and get ready for this kind of thing.
Well, one thing we do in the world today is this is not just a Wamego Police Department event. We bring in addition to our partners at the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, we bring in people from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We bring in people from the Kansas Highway Patrol. We bring in multiple agencies to come and work it. When we have this many more people in a town that normally has people of 5,000, and we bring in a large crowd, of course we need more agencies to protect them, both in the planning phase and also on the actual day of the event. And so, as the chief said, we start planning on this about January is usually when we have our first meeting to plan for July.
And looking at past years, Chief Baker, have you had pretty good experience? Are the crowds generally okay to work with? I mean, I know there's always that one odd person out there maybe that makes things a little bit rougher for you, but maybe some of your bigger headaches when you do handle an event of this nature.
Actually, in the last several years, we really haven't had any big issues that arise out of the event.
And that's always encouraging.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic enforcement, I'm sure that's a big part of it, is just trying to get people in and out. I would think that would be the biggest, you know, issue, maybe a challenge. Maybe challenge is a better word.
That is the biggest challenge we actually have, because it brings in a lot of people to our community, and we can't build more roads, so we have to pack them in there like sardines. and it takes a little bit to get them in, and it takes a little bit to get them out, so we just ask for people's patience after the show, and we'll get you out of town as quickly as we possibly can in a safe manner.
Deputy Chief Schlifke, too, I know that we do continue to hear, unfortunately, nationwide, people are a little more vigilant, more aware. I mean, when you have an event of this nature, I imagine perhaps there's a bit more of that even when it comes to the police force and the folks that you work with that way, always kind of watching out for certain things. Any suggestions to members of the public and things that they should be aware of in that regard?
Well, the big thing is we can't do our jobs without input from the community, and in this case, our guests. So if there will be a sizable amount of uniform officers out there, as well as plainclothes officers. So we do ask, if you see something that just doesn't look right, say something. Either if you don't see a uniformed officer close, either call the police department. If it's of an emergent nature, dial 911. Or if you see a uniformed officer, just go over and say, you know, this is what I saw, this doesn't look quite right, and please let us know. We will handle it tactfully. I think sometimes people are afraid to say something in today's world because they don't want to say something and then see overreaction, but we'll be very tactful about it. But at the same time, if someone sees something and doesn't say something and it does turn out to be an issue, I'm sure they would feel badly about it, in addition to the fact we could have a bad situation happen that could have been prevented.
So better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
Kind of what I'm hearing.
Exactly. And in addition to what the chief said about traffic, you know, you wouldn't expect to go to a K-State game or even a Royals game and get out in 5 minutes. Please be patient. Please drive safely while you're in town. There's lots of pedestrian traffic, and the fireworks display does happen after dark. So when you get into town, take your time, drive safely, drive defensively, and again, plan on about 45 minutes at least to leave town. We don't want to discourage people from coming over, but we want to be realistic also.
Now, Chief, this is a festive occasion. Do your officers get a chance to enjoy the fireworks at all? I mean, it's spectacular. There's no doubt about it.
Actually, about half of them get to enjoy the watch the fireworks. The other half are stuck on the other side of town dealing with traffic issues and the carnival.
Okay, good to hear. And anything else, you know, Chief, that you would suggest to members of the public, as Paul just indicated, Paul Schlifke, be patient and just try to enjoy yourselves, but just be prepared to wait around just a little bit here and there.
Well, yeah, I'd recommend that just take your time. I think the pyro crew has a band afterward. You can sit back and relax a little bit. Don't get in a hurry getting out of there. We'll get you out of there as quick as we can. Normally it takes about an hour and 15 minutes, and we're back to normal flow of traffic in the area.
Paul, any suggestions to people if they're coming, say, for the first time? Any particular route they should take, places they should think about parking, that kind of thing?
Well, parking is going to be in two places for shuttle bus. One is going to be at the football field at the corner of US 24 and Columbian, and the other parking location will be at the Wilmego Middle School. That's located north of 24 on Caw Valley Road. It's also called Pizza Hut Road. And those are the two locations where people can park and ride the shuttle bus in and out. And a good, for a first-time visitor, a very good very good resource would be visitwilmego.com, and that webpage has a link on it under Celebrate the 4th. There's a red button with the dates on it, and first-time visitors, or for that matter repeat visitors, can go to that website and click on the link, and it has lots of information based on questions that have been asked by people in the past for not only first-time visitors but also repeat visitors.
Well, before I let you gentlemen go ahead and take your leave, and we appreciate you stopping by, we'd love to have you back sometime. We could talk about other matters having to do with Wamego Police, but best wishes to both of you. And Chief, anything else you're wanting to add for members of the public during this festive time of year?
I just want to add that if you see anything suspicious, see any suspicious packages sitting around by itself and there's no one around it, please notify the police department so we can go and look at them to make sure there's nothing serious that we need to deal with.
And Paul, anything else?
No, we appreciate the opportunity to have guests come over and celebrate the 4th with us. We'll have a carnival starting Friday evening, tomorrow evening, and we just want people to come over and have fun, but we want it to turn out to be a safe and successful event as in years past.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming on today. Really do appreciate it. And I think we will take a break. We come back, we have the pyro crew standing by, and of course, Wamego Area Chamber of Commerce to add some more information about what's going on with the 4th of July. Wamego Police Chief Mike Baker, Deputy Chief Paul Schlifke with us, and when we come back, Chris Hoopy, Neil Ebert, Kara Holly with us. 537-1350. If you have questions or comments, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial.